Welcome to the morning show on WRCO and WRCE. We are here to talk all things grace today. Alan Kaczubski is here, June Nee as well. The walk is getting ever so near. Alan, I know there are a lot of behind-the-scenes things going on, and I guess, first of all, how are things going with the auction?
Things are going really good, Phil. And first of all, I just want to thank WRCO for having us on again. And thank you so much to Civic Media as well, just for helping us promote things. You know, you're doing commercials for us, the morning show, and it's just, I'm very grateful for your support and for Civic Media support. So thank you very much.
Well, no problem. It's great that we can do that, and it's great to see our money in action, because there certainly is a need in the community, isn't there?
There definitely is, and you know, I think that's why Grace does so well, because, you know, obviously there's a need, but the way that Grace handles the money and, you know, really shares it with the community and is a good steward of the money, I think, has been proven over the years. And so we've talked many times, it's like, this is the 20th year of Grace, right? The 20th year. So what have we done, right? And we've done some new things in this 20th year. You know, we did the October raffle. We have a new fundraiser with the UTV. And then coming up on August 5th, we're really excited for this. We're doing a party. And I want to call it out as a party, Grace style, right? And because it's always Grace style. So this party, and we've talked about a live auction before. And last year we had the live auction at the actual walk. But this year, to celebrate 20th year, on August 5th, we're doing a party at the Phoenix Center. And doors will open at 4:30. And at that time, you can come in, you can register, you can get a bidding number, because this party is Grace style, right? So we're doing it. We're going to make it fun. We're going to make it fun. So to have a fun party, you need what, Phil? You need food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Food. We all like food. So we're going to have some free appetizers. And because it's Grace style, some will be healthy. So we're going to make sure we have some good veggie trays and some fruit trays, along with, you know, traditional fun stuff too for appetizers. And the other thing you need for a party, well, we're going to have people. So we need all you listeners to come August 5th. Come out to the Phoenix Center and come join our party. And because it's a Grace style party and we need money, so it is going to be a fundraiser. But we're going to make it a fun fundraiser. So we're going to have the live auction. We're going to have bucket raffle items, and we're going to have silent auction items as well. So we're really excited about that. But to also keep it fun, we're going to have the Dance Doctors DJ after the live auction. So at 8:30 at night at the Phoenix Center, it's just purely fun at that point. We're not going to ask anybody for any money, and it's just fun, all right? And there's no charge for coming in. So we need as many people as possible to show up to the party. And the biggest thing to remember about this is that it's different than the walk. You know, some people are, you know, hear about the live auction like, oh yeah, it's going to be at the walk. No, it's not. This is a separate event. This is going to be a fun party.
Indeed. Are you impressed with the things that are coming in and donated by area people?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, we're partnering with Wilkinson Auctions for the live auction, and they have been so gracious this year that they've even been willing to do the photography for us of all of the donated items. And so we've been coordinating with the photographer, and he's come in two times already. And the first time we had a fair amount of items, and this second time when he came in, the room was full. I would have wished you all could have seen the expression on his face when he came. He's like, oh boy. So that was great. And we're so grateful for all of the support from the community. There's so many generous people in this area. It's just heartwarming.
Indeed. And people can check out those pictures. You have pretty much everything up at this point?
We have everything up for August 5th for the party. And so you can go to walkwithgrace.com, and right on that main page, you'll see details there for the August 5th party. Okay. And then we have all the live auction items, the silent auction items, and the bucket raffle items. Now, we're still getting some pictures out there, but the bulk of the items are on there, so you can actually check them out right now.
They're going to be on display at the Phoenix Center on the 5th. When can people come in that day and take a gander at them?
Yeah, so we're going to wait to open the doors until 4:30, so please don't come in until 4:30. But then at that time, from 4:30 to 6:30, we hope a lot of people come early and then check out the items. You know, check out the live auction items. Of course, you can look on our website, walkwithgrace.com, but also come into the Phoenix Center. And at that time is when you can enjoy those tasty appetizers that are free, but you can also get a beverage. And the Phoenix Center is going to be having their normal beverages for purchase. So Grace isn't having that funded, but you can get whatever the Phoenix Center normally sells, they'll have available for purchase there for beverages. And then you can also check out the silent auction items and the bucket raffle items. So figure out, strategize maybe which ones you're going to target, or maybe all of them. I don't care. You know, check it out. But we have some really good items. And to get an early look at it, please go look at our website.
Can you give us any clues on what you're going to be bidding on, Alan, or not? Or
do you I'm not sure I want to give that out for two reasons. One, my wife might get mad at me, and I don't want to give away any secrets.
Sure. But the key is, in all seriousness, to make this successful, we need people there to bid on these items and push that money up for a good cause, don't we?
We do. And I will tell you, there is a wide range of items. And we have some really neat items. One of the really cool items I think we have this year is, you know, the Ithaca baseball team and the accomplishment that they had was just amazing. And they were so kind that we actually have two donated autographed baseballs from all the members of that winning state champion team. So that is one of the cool, really unique items. And of course we have some really good things, some really tasty things. You know, there's going to be some cheesecakes and maybe some cinnamon rolls. So there's some good food items to bid on as well.
Some things that we all need. And it's interesting that a lot of those items like that, the cinnamon rolls, the pies, those seem to draw a lot of interest at an auction, don't they?
They do. It's, you know, last year was, you know, a learning experience for us and how to do it and what people liked and didn't like. And it just amazed me how many people love a good cheesecake or a nice fresh pie, especially when you tempt them with a gift certificate underneath that. that was a lot of fun. And it was a great fundraiser because of all the kind people that came to support the event.
So at this point, are you pretty well full? I mean, are you taking any other items, Alan, or how are you looking
at it? We'll still take items. You know, we would really encourage, if you have something you want to donate yet, get it to the office, you know, as soon as you can, or contact someone from the board or from the office or a team and get it in as soon as you can, because like I said, like Phil, you asked, we have it on our website, walkwithgrace.com. But it takes time to coordinate that effort to get the information, to get the pictures created and published. And it's a lot of work. And, you know, I don't mind the work and I actually enjoy it. But it takes time to get, once you get the donation, to get it processed, get it recorded, and actually get it published onto the website and social media.
Alan Kazubski, our guest here, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and June Nee is here as well. June, as this airs now, the teams, the individuals will be wearing their T-shirts. So that was one of the first big events that kind of lets us know the walk is near, isn't it?
Yes, Phil. Thank you. Yes, we will have handed T-shirts out on Thursday evening. So I hope everybody was able to go ahead and grab their T-shirts. And we want to start wearing those T-shirts around to advertise for Grace and to show your support for Grace.
So as Alan mentioned, the walk is coming up the 5th of August. And we again want to reiterate that so people know that it's not the same night as the walk this year.
Right. The auction will be on the August 5th. The walk is going to be on Friday night, August 11th.
So let's talk about some of the things leading up to that. You're always wanting people to show up and support during the Survivors Night as well.
Yes.
When is that going to be?
Yes. Well, Captain and Survivors Night is going to be Wednesday, August 9th. We're going to begin that evening around 5 p.m. with a free will offering pizza dinner. And we'll continue to have pizza, and I think we're going to have a veggie tray out. And at 6 p.m., we're going to start our just kind of a little program to welcome everybody. We will have Dr. Lambert from UW-Carbone, and we'll have Dr. Kenny from Gunderson as our speakers from the research hospitals. And those men are both, those doctors are both very, just a lot of fun to listen to and to hear how they're using the funds from GRACE.
What's amazing, and I've watched their presentations before, and it's different every year, but they don't seem to talk over our heads. I mean, they kind of spell it out, and it's important to see where some of the funds go, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and they do. They do a wonderful job of explaining without being too, I'll say, doctorish.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Do you invite all of the past ambassadors that night then?
Yes, we'd like to welcome all of our past ambassadors to come in. This is the night that we would like our cancer survivors to come and register. And then at the walk, they will receive a gift. But it's nice to get registered a little bit ahead of time. Grab your butterfly that will tell how many years that you have been a cancer survivor. So we will invite all of our, if you were able to come, all of our past ambassadors that we're going to be celebrating this year.
Is it important to get your luminaries in that night?
Yes. This is also when we invite our teams to turn in their packets. That includes your luminaries, your raffle tickets, and all the monies donated. If you would like your luminaries to be in the video and read that night at the walk, you must turn them in that night. If you turn them in on Friday night, they will not be able to be included in those, but they will be set out for the walk.
Okay. Those are important reminders. And again, that will be at the Phoenix Center this year?
Yes, that will be held at the Phoenix Center at, again, 5 p.m. for the free will offering pizza dinner.
Okay. So maybe we could go over the night of the walk. Since this is the 20th, are you doing some things special that night?
Yes, we are. The walk will officially start at 6 p.m., but you're more than welcome to come ahead of time and enjoy some good food. We'll have a lot of really good food out there. We're going to have Christie's Sunnyside, RC Tacos, Pizza Hut, the Beef Producers, and some yummy ice cream from Utter Brothers.
From Utter Brothers in Boscobel?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Utter Brothers from Boscobel are going to be there for us too to have some yummy ice cream.
They'll be set up kind of in the same situation as they have before, kind of around the track area there?
Yes. Yes, they will be.
So the setup will be pretty much the same in terms of the luminaries and where they've been in the past?
Yes, the luminaries will be around the track as usual. We are going to have a special spot that Linda Kleppe has just gone above and beyond. She is my luminary chairperson along with Chris Powell. And they have gone above and beyond. There is going to be a special area that we're going to have for the ambassadors, luminaries. And it's just going to be a really nice surprise for people. I think people are really going to love it. I won't give any more away.
Okay. It would really be a great night if we could get members, representatives of some of the past teams there. It just would be a great night, being that it's the 20th, wouldn't
yes,
it?
I think so, too. I'd really love to see past teams, past, just if you were on a team, but your team is no longer together, just to come and celebrate with us. We'll have our opening ceremony at 6 p.m., we'll introduce board members and my committee chair members, and we'll have a few speakers with us. And then we're going to be, as we're doing for the 20th year, we're going to have all our ambassadors introduced from the very first ambassador to our very last one throughout the 20 years. We'll have all of them come up. And for those who are no longer with us, we're going to have a special white balloon in their place. And we want to encourage their family members to attend. And when that white balloon is set out for your loved one, we invite you to come up and stand by that balloon and then join us for our first lap around the track.
Which is always emotional, but I kind of feel like this year's is going to be even extra special, isn't it?
I think so, too. I think it's just going to be just the kind of the culmination of our party that's going to start on August 5th, and that whole week of wearing our t-shirts and everything. And I think that it's just going to be very emotional, but we're really going to celebrate. We've had 20 years of grace. This community is amazing, and we're just grateful, and we want to celebrate that.
None of us are millionaires, but Grace has made a million.
Yes.
Right?
Grace is a millionaire. That's for sure. And wow, just this community. I mean, I'm speechless sometimes just thinking about it, what we have done. And it's just amazing in all the people that we have helped.
Fundraisers start sometimes the day or the week after the walk. And so it's a culmination of a whole year of hard work.
It is. It's just the whole year of fundraising, and, you know, and they do everything from brat stands to rummage sales, and people get really creative, share nights and all of that kind of stuff. So it's just celebrating all that hard work that our teams have done. And we're really excited.
As Alan mentioned, the walk kicks it off. There will be some items there, for the silent auction then?
Yes, at the walk on Friday night, we will have our regular silent auction in the community center, and also have a bucket raffle. So that will be just as we've done in the past. So there will be a lot of items to walk around and bid on in the gym there, and I believe that will close, I'm guessing, before the luminary ceremony at 9 o'clock.
It's really a reunion, isn't it? It seems like, you know, sometimes there are people that you unfortunately maybe only see once a year at
right.
Grace.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be fun, and to see people that I'm, you know, hopefully they'll be able to come that maybe I haven't seen for a while, or and just to see teams there and all the ambassadors, and I think it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Well, hope for good weather, and rain has only affected it, I believe, twice. You were affected last year, but I think showing the resiliency of Grace, you're able to roll with the flow, weren't you?
Yes. Yeah, we did get some rain last year, but we did. We just stuck with it. Things had to change a little bit. Our auction had to go inside, but it all worked out, and Linda and Chris did a wonderful job just making those luminaries still out there, you know. Just we tried to wait as long as we could, and then we were able to find some spots that were dry to get the luminaries out, because that's just a huge part of the walk.
Another push that we'd like to see, June, is the fact that there are some names that we read a long time with the luminaries, and we kind of see those taper off a little bit. And unfortunately, some people maybe are, I don't want to say forgotten, but we'd like to see some of those past luminaries reappear this year, wouldn't we?
Right. Linda had a great challenge for all of us. And I know I have got my list started at home, and I just keep saving back money every week. But Linda gave a great challenge that if you just sit down and think about all the people in your family or our community, friends that have had cancer that maybe we haven't seen a bag for in recent years or for a while, write those names down and make those luminary bags for that person, either in memory of or in honor of. Like I said, I've got my list going, and I'm excited to get those bags made this year.
There's nothing wrong with bringing back an old luminary and using it, is there?
No. A lot of people do that. They, you can write save on the bottom of them, and we will make sure they get saved for you. And a lot of people set out the same ones. A lot of people put so much work and artistic just creativity to these bags. And so, yeah, they're beautiful, and they're worth saving.
No doubt. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the culmination of the UTV sales. We're going to talk a little bit as well about Walk Around the World with Grace, and also about some radio auction items we're going to have on the air next week. So stay with us. More coming up today on The Morning Show. Welcome back to the morning show on WRCO and WRCE. I'm Phil Nee. Alan Kaczubski and June Nee are here. They are members of the Grace Board, and the time is coming up quickly. So, Alan, I'm curious, how many miles have you put on taking that UTV to the various communities this year?
You know, Phil, that's a great question, and I don't have an answer for you other than a lot.
I'm guessing. You've been at a number of parades. It seems like it always draws interest, doesn't it?
We have. And, you know, looking back, so since the last time that we're on for the morning show, we were at the Lone Rock 4th of July parade, which was amazing. I completely underestimated the number of people on the street for that parade. And, you know, at the beginning, I was like, you know, we've got plenty of candy, everyone. Just, you know, throw it out there. We don't want to take anything back with us. And everyone realized, like, we need to scale back a little bit. We're not going to run out halfway through. So that was great. It was awesome. And we made it to the end. We ran out of brochures. We ran out of sunscreen. And we had just enough candy for the last kids at the end. So it turned out great.
And you parked it down by the park, the baseball, and the chicken barbecue was going on, and you sold a lot of tickets there too, didn't you?
We did. And, you know, and we couldn't do that without all the great Grace teams and all the support from so many different teams and volunteers throughout the year. And, you know, we sold a lot of UTV tickets, and that's been awesome.
When does the UTV drawing occur then, Alan?
That's a great question, and it's going to happen August 11th at the walk. And all I can say is I'm not drawing the winning number. Someone else is going to have to do that, but I am super excited to see that because of all of the – it's been such positive energy around it. You know, there's been a lot of work into it, but there's so much excitement around it, you know. I hear people talking about it. It's like, oh, I can't wait to win. And, you know, and I hope they do win because somebody's got to win. So it's been great. And the other thing we did, Phil, is, you know, it was a last minute decision. And we actually got into the Cazenovia Community Celebration Parade as well. And, you know, Kaz is not, you know, a huge town, right? There's not a whole lot of blocks, but boy, do they know how to have fun. And that was a blast as well.
That's good. So people can buy tickets, Alan, right up until drawing time on the night of the walk then.
Yeah, they can. And I'd like to take just a couple of minutes to highlight, you know, some of the help that we've got in selling those tickets, because we try to get, you know, tickets out to all of our service area. So I'm just going to highlight quick some of the areas that we've had tickets in that businesses have donated, you know, been willing to help us sell those raffle tickets. And I don't have enough time, I don't think, to list every single business, but they are on our website, walkwithgrace.com. But here's where we had them. We had them in Avoca, in Boaz, Cazenovia, Gotham, Hub City, Ironton, Laval, Lone Rock, Muscadet, Plain, Port Andrew, Richland Center, Viola, and even Yuba. So we've had them, you know, pretty much everywhere that you possibly could.
It's going to be interesting to see where that UTV winds up because, you know, it'd be nice if it landed here in Richland Center, but the likelihood, you've sold them all over, haven't you?
We have.
Could be out of state.
Yep. And, you know, some of the people I know that have purchased the tickets have been out of state. So who knows where it's going to end up. But it's been a blast and it's been a lot of fun. You know, the other thing I want to remind people, though, is we are getting near the end. So, you know, for your procrastinators out there, get your tickets now. And for the outlying communities, so the areas outside of Richland Center, I'm actually going to be coming around to collect the tickets this Sunday afternoon. So if you want a ticket yet, get out there, you know, either later today or on Saturday or early Sunday before I get to those outlying areas. But if you don't get there, you can still get some in some of the businesses in Richland Center or at our live auction at the Phoenix Center on August 5th. We'll have it there and we'll have raffle tickets there as well. Or if you're a super procrastinator, we'll still have a few available on the night of the walk on August 11th.
When you first announced you were selling tickets for a UTV, it seemed like you were climbing this huge mountain. You know, I'm thinking, man, it's going to be a long way just to break even, and you've done that.
It was very scary, Phil. I was, you know, when we did the original purchase, that's a big investment, and it was a big risk. And I can share that, you know, you know, with big risk come big rewards. We don't know our total amount yet because we're still selling tickets, but we have been making a profit. I will share that for sure. And it's so exciting because now I know every single ticket we sell is just pure profit that goes directly to Grace, which helps us help people fighting cancer.
Well, thanks for all the hard work. I know there's been a lot of hours put in on that. Let's talk a little bit about Walk Around the World with Grace. That's going to be culminating here pretty soon, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we talk about, you know, 20 years of Grace and doing something special and memorable and, you know, something different. And one of our newer members, Leif Carlson, had this amazing idea to get people to get more active, get people excited about activity and exercise. And he was spot on. And the amount of energy that he has poured into this has just been amazing and contagious. And, you know, there's so many people excited about it. So many people are asking, how do I get my blue vest? You know, and I still see people walking around with a blue vest, even when it's hot out, you know, like it is today and this morning. So it's been a blast, and, you know, kudos to Leif because, yes, it's cool that we raise money to help people fighting cancer, but this is prevention, and this is to help people not get cancer or maybe to lessen the symptoms, and it's been huge. There's been 283 people that have signed up and that have been recording their activity week by week, and so that's wrapping up here at the end of July, but boy, what a great idea and just executed so well.
Cancer is such a serious subject and topic and somber, but you guys have fun and you turn this into a real group and community thing. And it's just been a real positive thing, hasn't it?
It has. And, you know, this is my first year with Grace, you know, being on the board and being, you know, head of publicity and just working with the UTV raffle and getting out in the public and meeting people. And so many times, Phil, I just, you know, I've lost track of how many times someone has told me how cancer has affected them, but not only that, how Grace has helped them or someone they know that has been affected by cancer. And it gets emotional sometimes, and it's never easy, but it's always rewarding, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it certainly does. You wanted to talk as well about the special event. June touched on it a little bit, but I know Linda Kleppe's been instrumental in really making the 20th walk a very special one.
Yes, and, you know, I don't want to give it away either, but I can tell you, you know, a big event like the walk or like the party that we're having on August 5th, those both take a lot of energy, a lot of resources, and a lot of volunteers and a lot of people hours. And, you know, it's almost like it takes an army here, right, to pull that off and to make it successful. And we are so lucky to have so many generous people willing to dedicate their time and their energy. But we also have some very, very gifted artists in our area. And I'm going to tell you that there's a couple of them that are going to do something really special for us. We hope the weather cooperates, but there's a couple of really gifted artists that are going to put their energy and their heart into this special project that Linda has in mind for them. And if you really want to see it, come out at the walk. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Don't wait for the pictures afterwards. Come and experience it yourself. It is really going to be something unique and very special.
Yeah, memorable night. And when we get all the past ambassadors together, it is a celebration, isn't it?
It is. You know, and the walk, you know, that night really is, you know, it's a celebration, but there's a ceremonial side to it as well. And it's very moving, and it's just a very special experience.
Indeed. June, as a past ambassador, what's it going to feel like to be in that group?
I'm really looking forward to it. That's one time where I'm going to step away from being the Walk with Grace committee chair person. I'm going to step out of that role for that little bit, and I'm going to go back to just being an ambassador. I was honored to be one. And so I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to feel really special. And just to have all those people up there with me in line and also seeing those beautiful white balloons and remembering those that are no longer with us. I just, I'll probably have to have some Kleenexes with me.
And they wear the butterflies that list the number of years of survivorship, and it's very impressive, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. And I think I've kept most of my butterflies almost every year. I just kind of, after the walk is done, I place it somewhere, so I have them all. I think quite a few of them, but I don't know. It's just, it's a little paper butterfly, but it just means a lot. It's just, it signifies, you know, just, I just keep moving ahead, and I think probably other people feel that way as well.
As Alan mentioned, it does take an army, and you guys could always use some help, whether it's set up or tear down, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I've been really blessed this year to have, you know, some of my people that have been doing this for a long time to come back again. And then I've also had some new people step in when I really needed them the most. And I really appreciate that. We could always that night use helpers to set up, help Linda set up luminaries. I believe she usually has a nice a group of people who help her. But, you know, just if you're willing to help, we'd love to have you.
That's a big thing that, you know, a lot of people don't realize is afterwards it has to be restored to a park again and the way it was. And there's a lot of sand to be dumped out of the luminary bags and hauled away. So you could always use more, couldn't you?
Yes. Yep. There's a lot of cleanup to do. And, you know, most of us are really tired by that point. So we want to, you know, head for home. But, it's a teamwork. We get it all done. But there's a lot of cleanup to do.
So the auction is August 5th. Let's kind of reiterate that and go over the timeline a little bit. That will begin next Saturday or week from Saturday, the 5th of August. And going to be a full night of activity, isn't it?
Oh, I'm really excited. We're going to open the doors at 4:30. We'll have some appetizers there for you. Like Alan said, there's going to be some all different kinds of appetizers, some healthy stuff and some fun stuff and a punch and water, and then you can also get a drink and order food. We want to support the Phoenix Center. They have been so generous to us. And then, we'll start bidding on your silent auction items and bucket raffle items. And then I just can't wait for the auction to start at 6:30. It had been a long time since I had been in an auction, and last year was a lot of fun. Even though it was chaotic and we got moved indoors and with the rain, it was just so much fun. And so I'm really looking forward to that. And then stay for the music. Dance Doctors will be there, and we're going to have a good time.
People go and outbid June on these items, so I don't fill up my garage even more.
Yeah, I guess I did bring a few items home last year that were filled up your garage.
It was a good cause. If we can backtrack just a little bit, Alan, kind of a pregame show to the auction on the 5th. We're going to sell a few items next week on the radio. We're really looking forward to that.
So am I, Phil. And, you know, I'm so happy that, you know, WRCO and Civic Media have been excited to help us raise funds again for Grace and for you guys to actually do your own radio auction, a live radio auction. That's super exciting. And, you know, right now we have those items published on the Walk with Grace website. So if you're curious, you know, what they're going to be, you know, we don't have the details of what items are which day yet, but keep checking back. We'll have that there too. But we'll have, you know, what will be available, and you can see that at walkwithgrace.com.
We plan to do two items a day each day next week, so 10 items total over the course of the 5 days, and we're going to sell them between 10 a.m. and noon. So we'll talk about the items a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about Grace, but we just want to get people fired up for the auction, and some of the items we'll be selling on the radio will be some of those unique items that have been real popular in the past. It's not going to be the big level that we once had as far as the radio auction is concerned, but it's going to be enough, I think, to kind of maybe hopefully whet people's interest a little bit, Alan.
I think that'll be great, you know, and get people warmed up for bidding and outbidding. So, you know, practice on Monday and then again on Tuesday and then Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. And then you come to Phoenix Center on Saturday, you'll be ready to roll.
Indeed. You can't have an auction unless you got a couple people interested in one thing. Right?
Yes, yes. And that makes it so much more fun when you get the back and forth and seeing who's going to win.
So that is all next week, the radio auction. And the 5th is going to be the live auction at the Phoenix Center. And June, again, talk a little bit about Survivors Night and what's going to happen that evening.
Yes. Again, that is Wednesday night, August 9th. And that's going to be at the Phoenix Center. And we're going to begin that night 5 p.m. with a free will offering pizza dinner and veggie tray. Enjoy some dinner. And we want to invite all of our teams, captains to turn in their packets. And again, I want to make sure everybody realizes that if you want your luminary to be in the video and read that night at the walk, you must turn them in that night. You may turn them in on Friday, but they won't be on the video or read that night. But they will be at the walk. So, and then we will also have Dr. Lambert and Dr. Kenny come from the research hospitals. And we're going to draw some special gifts for survivors that have joined us that night. And we want to encourage cancer survivors to come and register that night as well. We're excited. I hope that is going to be, I think that's going to be a really good night for us.
Now, a change this year, the ambassadors are not going to be telling their stories about their journey, are they?
Right. There's no new ambassadors this year. We are just celebrating the past 20 years of ambassadors. So we won't hear from any ambassadors that night or at the walk, but you will see all of us ambassadors that can make it. There are some that live, you know, far away and aren't able to make it. But the ones that are able to make it, we will be up front. But there won't be any stories or any of the usual, like the radio interviews and that kind of stuff.
It's a sure sign that summer is going by fast, Alan. Here we are. We're entering August, and Walk with Grace is coming in. And that's one of those things that everybody, I think, in the community looks forward to and marks on the calendar.
I think so, too. And so excited, you know, for it coming up. And, you know, it seemed like it was so far away. You know, last fall when we were talking about the 20th year and then, you know, what are the special things that we were going to do. And then all of a sudden, you know, now we're only a couple weeks away and it's like, holy cow, we got to get some things done and wrapped up yet. So it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, and to just to touch on that, you know, we talked about a little bit earlier about, you know, people volunteering and stepping up and doing an amazing job. I want to highlight a few people that have been involved with the auction. So Kent Adsett, he's our auction chair, doing an amazing job, you know, coordinating that, getting items, working with the Phoenix Center, who I just want to say thank you very much to for donating the use of their facility for us. So Grace didn't have to pay for that. We appreciate that so much, and that helps us help other people fighting cancer by saving that cost. But they've been so nice to work with. So please, you know, a huge shout out to the Phoenix Center. And, you know, there's so many little details that happen too. And, you know, we need to document things and record things that night. And so we need Wi-Fi. So we're like, what are we going to do? Because we're going to have multiple computers hooked up. So we reached out to US Cellular and they donated the Wi-Fi for us for not only for the auction night, but also for the walk night and survivor night if we need it. So thank you to them as well. But also on, you know, for our party, we're going to have the bucket raffle. And Eileen Stevens is heading that up, and she's doing an amazing job. Just absolutely love her positive energy. And Ken Theed is heading up our silent auction again. And for people that know Ken, you just understand. And for the people that don't know Ken, you will understand. He is an amazing individual, full of positive energy, and just fun guy to be around. But keep an eye out for him because he'll swipe that sheet away from you. So make sure you get your bids in early, okay? Then we have the walk chair. Just an amazing lady, Junie. You know, she's been talking here too, but, you know, she's more of the quiet person behind the scenes, but she does an amazing job with this and does a lot of work. And it's, you don't always, you know, see the behind the scenes people, but I just, thank you, June, for all the work and energy you pour into this. And then there's, you know, there's this guy that's been around for a while, too. Some of you may know him, and he happens to be the president of Grace. But I think of him as the heart of this auction events. And Rob Renish is just, he just pours all of his energy into this. And it just shows, you know, the people that have the fun opportunity to work with him, like myself and June, you feel it, and it just rubs off on you. And so thank you, Rob, for all that you do and getting us through this and getting us organized. It's greatly appreciated. And then Wilkinson's for actually doing the live auction and getting that excitement and getting all of you people to bid on things and have fun with it. So kudos to Wilkinson for donating their time and their energy for that. We greatly appreciate it. I'm not going to get into all the other people because there's a lot more people, you know, that have been going out and getting donations and collecting things and bringing them in and organizing stuff. But yeah, it truly does take an army for these things.
Indeed. So the 5th is the party. The 9th is Survivor's Night and Captain's Night. And the walk is the 11th in August. Got them all right, right?
You got them all right. And don't forget, before that, to get warmed up, we got the WRCO radio auction.
Starting at 10 a.m. on Monday. We'll have a couple of items to auction off before noon. Thanks for coming in and being great guests here today, you guys.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
June Nee and Alan Kaczubski from Walk with Grace here on WRCO's Morning Show.